Hey, it's your girl, Coach Kinsley. On today's episode, we're going to talk about rocking the parkway.
Hang on, Coach. Before we get started, this is producer Mike, your boy, here to make a quick announcement about nominating Kinsley Judd for the Kansas City Magazine's Best of KC 2024. I want everybody out there to go to CoachKinsley.com, scroll down, and nominate Kinsley Judd, Best Personal Trainer. Do it now. Tell your friends. Welcome to 15 Minute Fitness Fix with Coach Kinsley. I'm producer Mike, senior editor for the podcast, and a former client of Coach Kinsley's who benefited from every rep until I heard...
3, 2, 1, let's go!
Remember to always consult your physician before starting any nutrition or fitness regimen. So Rock the Parkway is a race in Kansas City. They have a 5K and a half marathon as well. And it was their 15th anniversary this year.
Yeah, and this was the race that I was going to run the half marathon. I was so nervous to talk to you about it, Coach, that I called it a half K, the half marathon. But then I did not do the training that I should have to run a half marathon. So I kicked it down to a 5K. But it was a beautiful morning, right?
Oh, yeah. It was lovely. And you did really good at the 5K.
Yeah, had set some goals for myself because I knew from looking at the elevation map that there was a big hill. But what I didn't realize is Kansas City is full of hills. And what I thought was the hill was only half the hill. So my main goal of running up that one hill, I did not hit because I just didn't have the gas to make it up the whole hill. Because I crested that first hill, which I had ran up, and then I saw and there was a whole nother hill ahead of me. I'm like, I don't think I have this. And I got about halfway through and some power walkers were walking past me. I'm like, okay, all right, fine. It's okay to walk. But I finished.
And that's what's most important. It's definitely okay to walk. You still finish it out and you got your nice medal at the end. So your goal was to run up both hills. Did you have a time goal in mind?
I did not. I knew that I wasn't going to be in any sort of running condition because I didn't put enough miles pounding the street to have a good time. So really, it was just making up that hill, which I got halfway, and finishing. I was pretty proud of how I finished because that 5K route was set up sort of halfway. You get to the top of the hill. And then you run down the other part of the hill, and then it's flat the rest of the way. And I ran that whole way. I am fit enough to finish it. I just didn't have the gas to do it. And so that's what I hope to keep working on as part of my training regimen.
So the second hill got you, but you recovered quickly. You were able to run it out for the last portion.
Yeah, 100%. Once I started going down that hill, I got my wind back and then probably another mile on the flat part of it. And I ran the whole time. Once I saw that finish line, I was like, okay, I'm going to finish this out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the finish line is so motivating. So you said that you didn't feel like you had enough gas. Do you feel like if you ate differently that morning, it would have been different? Like, what did your morning look like? What did your evening look like before the race?
Plenty of sleep. That was my main concern because I had to leave Columbia at about 5-ish, which means I got up at 4-ish. So I had a couple of eggs, a couple of pieces of toast, my coffee, nice. Protein, creatine mix, some water with me for the trip. So I didn't have any more coffee because, it's Coach, diuretic. As you've said, diuretic. Don't want to dehydrate. Yeah. Google Maps got me there. Everything went like it was supposed to. Started with really the night before getting an appropriate amount of sleep.
So you really feel like it was the lack of training?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't want to shortchange myself any of those pre-race things. The half marathon people got off before the 5K people. So I had some time to kind of do some walking knee bends and some gate openers. And I felt like I was as warm as I was going to be for this 5K.
Yeah, dynamic stretching is so important to get your body ready for something like a race. So I'm glad you took the time to do that.
I didn't hit all the goals that I wanted to, but I finished. And I felt like I finished strong. It motivates part of my training that I hadn't really thought about before. And so now I'm going to work it in. Trainer Nick is interning over the summer, and so I'm going to cut down the number of resistance days that I'm going to train from 4 to 3 3 days, I'm going to run. That's the plan because, and I promise, cross my heart, that I'm going to run a half marathon
yes. in the fall. Fall 2024. Here we go. Half marathon.
Really feel like that's attainable for me, given how I understand how my resistance training played into this, because I kept my leg day, which was the day before the race. I'm not going to blame leg day, coach. I'm not putting that in my bag of excuses why I didn't finish up that hill, but it was leg day. So things happen.
Yeah. And you know, for this race in the fall, it sounds like you're going to get a ton of mileage on before that. And the weather will probably be just as nice. My hands were super cold the whole time, but the rest of me was fine.
The rest of you was fine. Tell me a little bit about that, coach. I want to hear about your pre-routine when you started out. Flight G, is that it? Was that the name of it?
Yes. So I had chose the group that had the most time to finish because this was my first race, or this was my first half marathon. So I had no idea what my time would look like. So I went with the last group, which was designed to be 2 hours and 40 minutes or greater. This is going to be one of those situations where it's do as I say and not as I do. So the night before was First Friday in Kansas City, and I've never visited one of those. So it's an event on the first Friday of the month where the art district will have a ton of food trucks out, and then there'll be like live musicians on the street. There was some firebenders. There was paintings and artists. It was, the town was alive and I had to go see it. But it included some heavy foods and some drinking. So definitely not the type of night beforehand that would necessarily set you up for the best race the next day.
So it wasn't over at 6 o'clock and they only served tea and milk?
No way. No, I was out much later than usual.
But you had a good time, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a great
time. Well, that's important. You know, you had to have that. You didn't want to FOMO.
It was
right?
worth it because I did end up completing the race. But because I stayed out so late, woke up later than I wanted to, I had to pick between using KT tape or eating. And I chose the KT tape. And I'm so glad I did. So I put some tape on my knees, my ankles, my lower back, and headed out the door. So I took that race fasted.
So no food, but you're KT taped up. How do you think that fasting status affected your run of 13.1 miles? Because you hit those same hills that I did, and I know I struggled.
I think that I could have started off faster and stronger had I eaten something, especially if I would have drank something with caffeine in it. I have heard of a lot of people doing these races fasted on purpose, because what's going to add to your time the most in 13.1 miles is if you have to stop to use the bathroom. So, you know, if I chugged like an energy drink or coffee and then had to stop to use the restroom, I would have been out so many more minutes than just starting with my slower pace. But I was going to start with a slower pace anyways, because I've never done this before. So I didn't know what type of energy it would take, and I didn't know how my body would perform. And furthermore, like you, I really didn't train how I should have. So like I said, do as I say, not as I do. I knew I had endurance. You know, I show people how to weightlift for 5 to 12 hours a day. With my profession, you know, being a personal trainer and also do my own workouts that we're not running because I don't really enjoy it. But we said we were going to do something that challenges ourselves. I was able to finish in 2 hours and 25 minutes and 25 seconds.
So that comes out to be 11 minute miles, which is very impressive for someone who is fasted, who is out all hours at night, kicking it hard with your homies prior to that, you know, having 13 years of fitness experience. I think that counts for something, like you said. So you mentioned, coach, how you think that the fasting status affected you. And you mentioned how you think it would have been a stronger start had you had food. But I'm assuming you have one of those metabolisms that you just would have burned through that, and then you would have been probably in the same state. Did you have any time goal in mind? And you talked about a slower pace to start. So what did that mean?
My goal was to complete the race. I had, you know, a miniature goal in the back of my head because I signed up with that 240 group. But the most important thing for me was to finish. I definitely went slow in the beginning, maybe because of the food, maybe because it was early, maybe because I didn't exactly know how hard it was going to be. For the first 6 miles, I was pretty light jog. Honestly, you're supposed to run your own race, right? You're supposed to focus on yourself, do your thing, complete it, stay in the zone. I don't run with music. I don't work out with music. I'm hearing people like hacking up, huffing and puffing and at the 6 mile. And that's when I thought to myself, am I supposed to try harder? Like, should I be struggling a little at this point? So I picked it up a little bit around 6 miles. I picked it up some more around 8. And it's kind of funny because I wouldn't have picked up my pace at that point if it weren't for some person's watch just beeping out the wazoo, just wah, 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 wah. Like, I'm assuming it was some type of timer that was having them do interval training. It was so annoying. I had to get away from it. And then when I got to 10, that was sweet relief. Only 3.1 left. And that's when I started really booking it. And then similar to you, when I saw the finish line, had those long strides, and I was like, yes, gonna finish this out.
Yeah, I saw you bounding down the finishing chute, but you were smiling, moving pretty quick, passing people left and right. I was like, man, that was coach's pace. Look out. Had a strong finish. That was pretty inspiring.
Thank you. You know, you said I was bounding down. I feel like I could have tried harder because at the end of the race, I still felt like I probably could have kept going for 3 or 4 more miles. So now I know for next time in fall that I can definitely pick up the pace and maybe even get like a 2-hour half marathon. We'll see. Stay tuned.
That's running nines, coach. That's running nines. You finish the race. So what happens next?
Immediately after, one of my friends was actually handing out the medals and she's trying to talk to me like I didn't just run 13.1 miles. Hey, Mary. I said, thank you, thank you. I'm going to keep walking. And that's what I did. I just kept walking. It's not great for your heart to immediately stop after doing something like that. It's not great for your muscles either, but I was mostly concerned about my heart. So I kept walking for a while. I found my boyfriend and he came over with that bucket of ice for my feet, which I so appreciated. My knees held up, which was really awesome, but man, my feet were not feeling good. I actually still have a bruise on my left pinky toe.
That pinky toe, it's an important toe. So I hope it heals up soon.
Thank you. Thank you. I think it will because I definitely did more than just ice at that moment.
So you also mentioned the KT tape routine that you had before. And did the KT tape just kind of keep everything like it was? Did that really help you? Because I want to know for myself going forward that if I need to KT tape up.
Yes, I would definitely suggest KT taping up. It's really helpful to, like you say, support the joint, but also it allows for better blood flow because of the way it slightly lifts your skin. Very, very helpful. It's just a tool in your toolbox. You know, it's not a magic eraser, but might as well use every tool that you have.
That's a great point, coach. I didn't even think about it like that. And it helps, so why not give it a shot? Yeah. I will have to say I am a bit inspired by everyone I saw crossing the finish line in the half marathon. And yeah, just watching you finish, knowing the pre-run routine could have been better, is still pretty impressive that how you finished. That's what I'm shooting for, coach.
Well, two of my client friends were there in the race. And so that was fun seeing them, you know, trying so hard and us all just like cheering each other on. And then another notable person was the KC cosplay runner. So they dress up and do these races, and they were just decked out in this like Shrek costume.
Shrek. I love Shrek.
I don't think Shrek would run a half marathon, but this KC runner did.
I don't know. I hear those ogres, they got a lot of gas. Plus those muscles are so big. I'd give an ogre a shot at finishing a half marathon. Yeah, I don't know what that means, but all right, coach, you've finished the race, gotten your iced up. You've said hi to your friends. I roll out back to Columbia, Missouri, sitting in the car where my joints decide to say, oh, by the way, you're this many years old. And so I had to kind of recover from that the next couple of days. And I just need to know better that I need to stretch out that lactic acid that I've learned about in stretch and recovery episode. So how is your recovery?
Shout out to my boyfriend because he really supported me. He went above and beyond. So he carried me to the car because I was walking real slow on my tender feet. So first thing on the docket was a shower. And that's when I realized that I had some chafing from my clothes. I'm definitely going to have a nice scar from one
battle scars.
Battle scars, exactly. And then it was food. My man made me some breakfast food because I love eggs and potatoes, soft scramble, my favorite. And then he brought out some cookies. Cookies are like my kryptonite. I really, really like cookies, especially from Cookie Co., who's not sponsoring us, but they're good. But beware, a serving size is technically a quarter of a cookie. You know, I have more than a quarter. And then it was a hot bath. And later on that week, on Monday, it was an ice bath.
Ice bath. Get out of here with that ice bath stuff. But I know it reduces inflammation. Oh. I know it does that, but whew.
It was the worst, like 0 out of 10 for enjoyment. I've got to say, I can tell a difference.
So what's the difference? Tell me why after my half marathon, I should go give myself an ice bath.
When my boyfriend and I did it, first I went in and I was probably out of there in like 20 seconds. And then he went in, you know, to inspire me. And he was in there for like 5 minutes. So then I hop in again and I power through 2 minutes. I was just up to like my waist and my lower body felt so good that I was able to work out the rest of the week like normal. Like I hit a leg day, chest, back. I was weightlifting and training as completely normal. But my upper body that didn't get in the ice bath been so sore. My shoulders, all those muscles that are engaged to keep your arms by your side swinging, they're still fatigued. And I really think it's because they didn't dip into that ice bath.
Okay, well, that is good advice that I will take under consideration when I decide to drop myself into some 33-degree water.
Yeah, it wasn't
But necessary,
fun.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The things you do for fitness.
Right, for the gains.
That's right, for the gains. It's almost like if you're listening to this pod, it's a given that you're in for a mind-body connection. And maybe people are. If they're, you know, we're on episode 12, although we didn't really talk about it, it's almost like prevalent.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, I feel like this whole podcast is about mindset because we can't train your body with our words, you know? It's all about training your mind and your intentions.
All right, Coach Kinsley, I almost called you Coach Highlights. Coach Kinsley, hit us with the highlights.
Set yourself up for success. You are stronger and more capable than you know. And it is so valuable to have a community supporting you through your fitness journey. Having a supportive community is so, so valuable. I have felt the support from all of Kansas City. If you want to support me even more, you can nominate me for Best Personal Trainer in the Best of KC Magazine 2024. Grab that link. Check out our website, coachkinsley.com. Thank you so much for joining us today on 15-Minute Fitness Fix with Coach Kinsley. The fun doesn't need to stop here. Email me at coach@coachkinsley.com. You can check out my webpage, coachkinsley.com. And also find me on Instagram at, you guessed it, Coach Kinsley. Your girl. See you next week. Boom.